Welcome to Time with Far About Depression, our daily devotion podcast. Today is May 9th, Saturday, 2020, day 130. Today's topic, the rise of a leader. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Thank through your day all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and his people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word, time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 68, verses 1 to 6, 1 Samuel chapter 5, verse 1 to chapter 7, verse 17, John chapter 6, verses 1 to 21, Proverbs 14, verses 32 to 33. Today's main passage, 1 Samuel chapter 7, verses 2 to 15. The ark remained at Kiriath Jearim a long time, 20 years in all. Then all the people of Israel turned back to the Lord. So Samuel said to all the Israelites, if you are returning to the Lord with all your hearts, then rid yourselves of the foreign gods and the Ashtoreths and commit yourselves to the Lord and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. So the Israelites put away their Baals and Ashtoreths and served the Lord only. Then Samuel said, assemble all Israel at Mizpah, and I will intercede with the Lord for you. When they had assembled at Mizpah, they drew water and poured it out before the Lord. On that day they fasted, and there they confessed, we have sinned against the Lord. Now Samuel was serving as leader of Israel at Mizpah. When the Philistines heard that Israel had assembled at Mizpah, the rulers of the Philistines came up to attack them. When the Israelites heard of it, they were afraid because of the Philistines. They said to Samuel, do not stop crying out to the Lord our God for us, that he may rescue us from the hand of the Philistines. Then Samuel took a sucking lamb and sacrificed it as a whole burnt offering to the Lord. He cried out to the Lord on Israel's behalf, and the Lord answered him. While Samuel was sacrificing the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to engage Israel in battle. But that day the Lord thundered with loud thunder against the Philistines and threw them into such panic that they were routed before the Israelites. The men of Israel rushed out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines, slaughtering them along the way to a point below Beth Kar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it up between Mizpah and Shen. He named it Ebenezer, saying, thus far the Lord has helped us. So the Philistines were subdued and they stopped invading Israel's territory. Throughout Samuel's lifetime, the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines. The towns from Ekron to Gath that the Philistines had captured from Israel were restored to Israel, and Israel delivered the neighboring territory from the hands of the Philistines, and there was peace between Israel and the Amorites. Samuel continued as Israel's leader all the days of his life. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. The topic I receive today from Jesus is the rise of a leader. Today, Samuel chapter 5 to 7 is a blueprint to God's children and a way out of us in this pandemic. It's because the Israelites have been totally defeated by the Philistines for more than 20 years. But with the rise of Samuel as a judge, a leader, and a priest, he spoke to his people to get rid of all the idols and commit to God and to serve God only. Actually, this is the first time he spoke to the people as a leader. The result is they listened to Samuel and waited for Samuel's order. Surprisingly, the tactics of Samuel ordering the Israelites was not a warfare strategy, but a spiritual warfare strategy. Number one, pray. Number two, fast. Number three, offering. After that, God acted and they did not have to fight. Just like many years ago, the Israelites took the city of Jericho. And after their victory, the Philistines did not attack them again. The most wonderful thing is that this new leader, Samuel, gave glory to God and he took a stone, set it up and named it Ebenezer, which means thus far the Lord has helped us. COVID-19 is somewhat like the Philistines wanting to destroy the whole world. May God raise us to be leaders, to fight this warfare with a spiritual warfare strategy, to lead people to get rid of their idols and to commit to God and to serve God only so that we can experience Ebenezer. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, may you raise us to be leaders, to fight this warfare with a spiritual warfare strategy, to lead people to get rid of their idols and to commit to you and to serve you only so that we can experience Ebenezer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you be able to fight this warfare of pandemic using a spiritual strategy, praying, fasting, and offering? Number two, what is your next step to make that happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.